Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم
As it says that in the previous sermon, I spoke with reference to the verse of Surah Al-Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, in light of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him's commentary. And I explained this in this context. It is a great favor of Allah, an extraordinary favor of Allah upon us, that He has granted us the ability to accept the Imam of this time, from whom we have learned deep meanings and profound insight of the Holy Quran. After that sermon, I received many letters that after that sermon, the knowledge and deep insight we received about إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ and thereby reflecting deeply on this prayer while doing our prayers, the pleasure we received was something else altogether, and that pleasure continues in our prayers even now. Some Arabs or Arabic-speaking people, they wrote to me that the book of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, Karamatus Sadiqeen, we had read this before. However, after we heard and received this knowledge, that is after receiving knowledge of after hearing the previous week's sermon, so after this it seemed as if we had not even read that book before. Surely the words of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, are such that we must repeatedly go over them. When something comes before you repeatedly, the new avenues are opened up and new meanings dawn upon you. And anyhow, in Ramadan, our attention is naturally inclined towards prayer. This is why this subject of prayer, it hits the heart hard and it influences it. This subject of prayers and also the commentary of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, that subject will be continued today. In the previous week's sermon, I read out an extract in which the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has said, I shall present just a summary here, that in إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, our attention has been drawn towards dedicatedly becoming an abd, a servant of Allah. And in إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, for servitude, for strength and capacity, for patience, and to do this in a permanent endeavor, for all of this a prayer has been solicited. Because strength or capacity and also steadfastness, they are received from Allah. If you do not have the strength, capacity, or also steadfastness, you cannot discharge the due of abudiyat or servitude to Allah. Even if you are making efforts to worship Allah, but that effort is devoid of the help and succor of Allah, then after just a few days of worship, that same sequence of irregularity in your worship, lack of interest, and also the heart being dissatisfied will begin. Many people write to me that because of the environment and atmosphere of Ramadan, our attention was inclined towards worship, in that atmosphere that was developed, we were flowing and we were immersed. But Ramadan finished. And after Ramadan, we returned to that same state where we had started off from. We pray, but there is not that same enjoyment and pleasure and interest in that prayer. So therefore, in this environment, when your attention is naturally inclined towards prayer and worship, so therefore, for the sake of enjoyment, passion, strength and capacity, and also steadfastness in your prayer and worship, the prayer that Allah the Almighty has taught us, you should pray. So that the true right of abudiyat, servitude to Allah, can be discharged, and that true right can continue to be discharged. If you do not display steadfastness, then the right of servitude or abudiyat cannot be discharged. Next, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said that after inclining and drawing your attention towards worship and also abudiyat, servitude to Allah, what important feature is that that a believer should incorporate? In a previous week's Friday sermon, I read out an extract in this slide. And from it, it becomes evident that that aspect or feature is that a believer should also be aware of the following. That what capacity or strength should he possess? And how can that capacity or strength be attained by him? What should he be steadfast upon? And what should be the level of that steadfastness that he must demonstrate? If a person is not aware of these matters or have knowledge of them, and he does not identify the path that can lead him to becoming an abd, a servant of Allah, then a person will just be reaching out in darkness. He would not even be aware of what type of abudiyat or servitude to Allah that he is in search of. What things does he require? What type of worship must he perform? What does he need to ask for? What path does he need to tread on? The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says that this is why it is crucial that for the search of knowledge and guidance, you must pray Ihdina Sirat. Hazur says, this is why Allah has taught us this prayer. So that Allah can infuse blessings into the worship of a person and also the efforts and striving that he undertakes, thereby making him into a true abid, worshipper of Allah also, so that in that search for the path of Allah, a person can always remain established on that guided path and can be granted the ability to do so. So therefore, in this prayer of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, it is a prayer to attain that steadfastness, that capacity and strength, and also that knowledge, which is necessary if you want to discharge the right of abudiyat or servitude to Allah in a permanent fashion. And is necessary to attain the highest levels of this. In accordance with the injunctions of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, the summary of all these three prayers is that until you display extreme sincerity, you make the greatest amount of efforts, and until you develop all the capabilities to fully understand guidance, until then, a true believer, a true abid, a true worshipper of Allah should not be complacent or relaxed, and should not assume that we have attained salvation, or we have been delivered, or that we have attained our purport. Or that we have attained the highest degree of God's love. That degree which should be the goal and aim of a believer to attain. So therefore, when this becomes the concept and way of thinking of a believer, that we must not sit at ease until we find that right path. So then, the steps of such believers move forward. Their hearts are inclined to the mosque, and they are concerned about preserving and safeguarding their prayer. They also discharge the due of fasting in Ramadan, also after Ramadan. In their worship, they display that same enjoyment, that same commitment and passion And also, as I mentioned in my last week's sermon, that there should be an anguish, a keen desire. They continue to strive to attain that keen desire and heartfelt passion to pray and worship. As I stated that in the last week's sermon, I explained Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in to a certain degree. And I presented the different aspects and angles of this in light of the writings of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and this was presented before you. Today, in light of the commentary of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, I will present certain deep, profound insights and wisdoms, meanings, and also spirit and essence of this prayer. From this, it can be deciphered, and it is illusory clear that this prayer, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, it is a most expansive and vast prayer. And you will see how this prayer encompasses all of our affairs and matters. From the first extract I will present, it will become evident that who are those people who are able to attain guidance? Who are those people who identify the true paths of attaining guidance? And for treading on those paths of guidance, they strive and make efforts. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states, Hazur says that this is also a reference from Karamat al-Sadiqeen, the translation of which I will read out. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says that in this surah, that is Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah the Sublime teaches his Muslim servants, so to say, in these words, that, O my servants, you have observed the Jews and the Christians. Beware then of acting like them, and hold fast to the rope of prayer and steadfastness. And, like the Jews, do not forget the blessings of Allah, otherwise the wrath will descend upon you of His. Disregard not the true knowledge and prayer, and like the Christians, do not slacken in seeking guidance, otherwise you will be misguided. He has urged the seeking of guidance by pointing out that being persevered and steadfast in guidance is not possible at all without constancy in prayer and humility before Allah, and also praying whilst weeping and crying. Hazrat says, to remain steadfast on guidance is not possible until you pray in a permanent fashion and you also weep and cry in your prayers. So he continues that it is also stressed and emphasized that guidance is such an entity that comes from only Allah. And until Allah does not guide a person himself and does not admit him among the rightly directed, that man can never be guided. A further point is also elucidated here, that guidance is endless, and man can climb up to it by means of the ladder of prayers. He who gives up prayer, he also loses this ladder. Most surely, he alone is deserving of guidance, who keeps his tongue occupied with zikr-e-ilahi, remembrance of his Lord, and also in prayers, and he does this with constancy and steadfastness. Hazur says that therefore, these are the guidances for a believer, those who are in search of guidance, that hold firm to the rope of prayer and steadfastness, never let go of that rope. In the search for guidance, never be slack, otherwise you will become misguided. Remember that steadfastness on guidance with a permanent endeavor, without prayer and without praying whilst weeping and with heartfelt passion, is not possible. If you do not pray, then the path of guidance will also close to you, because guidance through a person's own efforts cannot be obtained. In fact, guidance is acquired from Allah. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says that always remember this, that there is no limit to guidance. That is to assume that what we have obtained by way of guidance, we have obtained and that is the end. You cannot reach a point at any time and say that perfectly and completely I have been guided or have obtained guidance fully. So therefore, when there is no limit to this, when there is no end to this, then there is always a need for this ladder of prayers. So therefore, a believer should remember this most crucial aspect, that just worshipping temporarily is not a source of attaining true guidance. In fact, only those people attain true guidance whose tongues are always immersed with zikr-e-ilahi, remembrance of Allah, and also in prayers. So therefore, Huzur says, during these days when because of Ramadan our attention has been inclined towards zikr-e-ilahi, remembrance of Allah, and also towards prayer, we need to try to form this into a permanent habit so that we can always remain steadfast and establish on the path of guidance. Also, we should do this so that we should strive to attain the highest degrees of this. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, explaining to us the meaning of Sirat-e-Mustaqim, states that in the Arabic lexicon, Sirat means that way that is straight. In other words, all parts of it are in orderly fashion, and in comparison to one another, they are perfectly aligned and adjusted. That is, there should be no crookedness, nothing should be out of proportion. That path should have nothing which causes anxiety on its way. That path should be absolutely clear-cut, should be evident, and should take one to one clear objective and purpose. It is not that a person on that path reaches a certain point and then becomes confused, that should I now go to the right or to the left? In fact, that purpose of attaining Allah, this path should take one to there. So this path is called Sirat. This path should identify or warn about danger and where one needs to turn. It should guide one about where to turn or where to go. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, explaining the true meaning of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, states that Sufis interpret the meaning of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim as fana, or complete annihilation of oneself. In other words, the soul, emotions, and all designs and aims should be devoted purely for the sake of Allah, the Exalted. And all one's personal sentiments and desires should suffer a total death. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says, some people who do not give priority or precedence to the will and designs of Allah the Supreme over their own personal aims and concerns, they often depart this life in the midst of frustration of their mundane affairs and aims. Salah is the pinnacle of prayer, and Allah, the loftiest name of God, has precedence in this Salah. Similarly, man's highest quality is steadfastness. Ism-e-Azam, the highest attribute, signifies the means of attaining perfection in human excellences. Hazur says, that is, with a permanent endeavor, you should remain busy praying and you keep going towards Allah. When you do this, it is then that you can attain the best human excellences, or you can move towards acquiring them. So therefore, when this prayer of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim is prayed by a person, you would also need to keep the commands of Allah before you. You would also need to look at those do's and don'ts, what things you should be doing and what things you should refrain from doing. You should also need to keep in view the commands of the Holy Quran. And also, along with fulfilling the rights due to Allah, you also need to fulfill the rights due to people. Because hukukul abad, the rights due to people, that also takes a person towards Allah when this is adopted. It is then that this prayer of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim will become the voice of your heart. And then the levels of steadfastness will be acquired by you. And then you will be truly inclined towards adopting the best human excellences, and you will strive in this way. And then, and only then, a person will come into the lap of Allah, and he will witness the manifestation of the acceptance of prayers. When a person demonstrates steadfastness and he submits before Allah and continues to do so, and for attaining guidance, he only supplicates to Allah, it is then that Sirat al-Mustaqim remains established. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states in one place, continuing on this discussion of this topic, he says that The proper way of offering prayer is that both Ismi Azim, so the highest attributes of those words, should be combined, and a person should turn towards God. He should not turn to anybody else. Even if it may be the idol of his ambitions and desires, when this state is developed or reached, then at that point a person gains the pleasure of Ad'uni Astajib Lakum, when Allah says, "Pray to me and I will respond to your prayer." When a person says, "Rabbun Allah," that, "O Allah, you are my Lord." When this is his supplication, and a person remains steadfast on that supplication, it is then that a person is granted the ability for prayers. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says, "This is that capacity and ability through which a person gains pleasure of Ad'uni Astajib Lakum, where Allah says that, call me and ask me for prayers and I will respond to you." So therefore, steadfastness is the condition and stipulation, as is considering Allah, the Lord of all the worlds and the possessor of all powers, and submitting to Him with this in view. Then the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, expounding that prayer comprises every grade and rank of people. In other words, that whatever grade or class or rank of a person may be of, this prayer encompasses him. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, explains that, in short, the prayer Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim delivers man from every shortcoming, explaining clearly to him how to abide faith, and leads him out of a desolate abode to the garden of fruits and fragrance. And whosoever supplicates more intensely in the course of this prayer, Allah grants him a larger share of the garden. Through this prayer, the prophets became recipients of the love of the Gracious One, and they did not give up praying, even for as much as the twinkling of an eye, until the last moment. It does not behove anyone to dispense with this supplication, or to turn away from this aim, whether he be a prophet or a messenger, because the high grades in righteousness and guidance have no ending. In fact, they are limitless, and the eyes of wisdom cannot compass them. This is why Allah the Exalted has taught this prayer to His servants, making it the heart of the formal prayer, so that people may benefit by its guidance and may perfect their faith in the Tawheed, the unity of Allah, thereby and keep in mind His promises and be purified of the polytheistic streaks of the polytheists. One of the excellences of this prayer is that it comprises every grade of people and also every individual person. It is a prayer which is limitless and endless. It has no confines and no terminal point, and neither does it have any border or end. Therefore, blessed are those who are like those people who have truly seen their Lord and who are constant and regular in reciting this prayer. And with bleeding hearts they pray, and they pray with such souls that provide steadfastness over these wounds, and with a soul and mind that is reassured and satisfied and full of tranquility. Hazur says that they pray with steadfastness and with tranquil minds. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says this is a prayer that comprises every good, every security, every firmness and every steadfastness. And in this prayer from the Rabbul Alameen, Lord of the Universal Providence, there are great glad tidings. Hazur says that from the Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all the worlds, there are great glad tidings in this prayer. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, expounds, "I shall present the summary that why is this necessary for the people of every grade and every rank. This is because it saves a person from every crookedness and every deviation. Satan sits waiting in the path of a person to try and tempt him away from the straight path through different means and methods. But if a person prays, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, from the depths of his heart, this prayer will save and protect a person from the attacks of Satan and enable him to remain firm on his faith. Nowadays, when the world is moving away from religion, this prayer is a great and most significant prayer. This can keep a person on the straight path with the condition and stipulation, as I stated before, that a person must solicit the help of Allah in a permanent and perpetual fashion. In fact, if any individual connected to any religion seeks guidance from Allah, Allah will guide him towards the true and correct religion. In fact, Allah even guides those who are without religion. So therefore, this prayer becomes a means of guidance for them as well. But they must have pure and clean intentions. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states that the prophets achieve the love of that gracious God through performing this prayer. So Hazur says, a person, whatever status or rank he may be, whoever that person may be, however much he weeps and cries whilst performing this prayer, Allah will proportionately increase him in his grace and blessings. So therefore, it is not suitable or appropriate in any way, shape or form for a believer to be negligent in this prayer. Because this prayer has even been deemed essential for the prophets to perform. This is for the reason that the stages and levels of guidance are endless. Every person who has a connection with Allah, he is at a certain stage of guidance or has a certain rank of guidance. But because there are no limits to the rewards and blessings of Allah, a believer should always remain in search for the next stage of guidance. In other words, when a person reaches a certain stage of guidance, he should look for the next progressing stage. And to be successful in this search, Allah has taught us this prayer that اِحْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us in the straight path. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says that the concept of Tawheed, the unity and the oneness of Allah, is also perfected and completed through this prayer. Hazrat says that to attain Allah, to tread on the paths that have been expounded by Allah, that can be attained through Allah alone. Help should only be solicited by Allah. Allah alone can count us amongst the guided people, not anybody else. Therefore, this prayer is necessary for the person of every grade and rank or of any status. It is necessary for every person who is in search for the means of guidance expounded by Allah and who is striving to attain the highest stages of that guidance or who desires to attain that. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says that a true believer is he who prays this prayer in a permanent fashion and with great anguish and with heartfelt passion. Hazur says that when this prayer is essential for the person of any status or any grade, subsequently, the significance and importance of this prayer is extremely high. Shedding light on the importance of this, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says further that the seventh truth comprised in Surah Fatiha is اِحْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. The meaning of this is that guide us along that path and make us steadfast and upright on that path that is straight, that has no deviation whatsoever or anything crooked. The veracity or the truth of this explanation is that the true prayer of a person is that he should search that path that leads to God. Because for the attainment of every single objective, the natural law is the following, that those means should be procured through which that objective can be achieved. And God, for the attainment of every single objective, has set this very law of nature, that those means and those measures to obtain that objective, they must be procured. And those paths by treading on which that purport can be acquired, they should be treaded upon. And when a person steadily treads upon the right path and the straight path, and he adopts treading on that straight path, subsequently, that objective is automatically achieved. However, it is not possible that if a person abandons those paths which are needed to lead to that objective, that he can obtain that purpose. In fact, it is the eternal law for a time immemorial that for the attainment of every single goal and aim, there is a fixed and appointed way. And until one treads on that appointed method, he cannot reach that objective. Therefore, that means that must be sought through effort and exertion, prayer and humility. That is Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. He who does not strive to attain Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, and who disregards his value, in the sight of God he is crooked and in error. If such a person were to beg of God heaven and the comforts of the hereafter, divine wisdom would give him the reply that, O foolish person, first of all, seek Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. Then everything will be given to you most easily. Therefore, the primary and foremost prayer which the seeker of truth most urgently needs is a supplication for Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. In explaining the essence and reality of Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, and what levels and standards a believer needs to strive to attain for Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states that the reality of Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, as designed in the firm faith, is this, that when a servant's love for his gracious Lord and his complete acceptance of the will of Allah and committing his soul and his heart to him, and dedicating his whole attention to him who created man, and praying to none but him, loving him with all his heart, and supplicating to him alone, and seeking his mercy and compassion alone, and emerging out of his stupor, and walking straight and fearing the gracious Lord, his love permeating his whole being with Allah helping and providing him support, strengthening his belief and faith, it is then that the servant inclines wholly and completely towards his Lord with all his heart and his belief and faith, and also his desires and reason and limbs and land and harvest, turning away from everything besides him, until there remains for him nothing but his Lord in his sight, and he follows naught but the wishes of his Lord. Hazrat says, therefore, the prayer of Ihdinas Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path which a believer should perform, through it a person attains the world and also the faith. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he continues by saying that for this, great striving is required. Hazrat says, you have to come out of a state of unconsciousness. Negligence of the faith, that is a state of unconsciousness. So he says, come out of this and find that faith. Establish the love of Allah in every aspect of your life. When you develop this condition, then your worldly things will become religious, and your every single act will be for the sake of Allah alone. Then the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states that in order to remain established on Islamic guidance, there are three sources for which a Muslim needs to keep in view, because without this, it is very difficult to obtain guidance. It is these three aspects that guides us towards the following, that which guidance is it that a believer should search out for and should adopt and implement. So the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he says, first of all, is the Holy Quran, which is the Kitabullah, the Book of Allah. We have nothing more conclusive and certain than this, because this is the word of God. It is free from all doubt, vagueness and conjecture. Secondly, we have the Sunnah. By the Sunnah, we only mean the practical example demonstrated by the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, which is continuous since the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also it came along with the Holy Quran. It will remain forever. Or we can say in other words, that the Holy Quran is the word of God, the exalted, and the Sunnah. That is, the Sunnah is the practice, the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has ever been the way of Allah that whenever the prophets brought the revealed word of God for the guidance of people, they practically demonstrate that word and show how it should be practiced. Hazur says that the personal example of the Prophet is a practical explanation of how those commandments should be acted. The promised Messiah alayhi salam says the reason why they provide that practical demonstration is so that the meaning of those commands can be clearly imparted to the people. They practice this themselves and they make others practice this. The third means of guidance is the hadith. By hadith, we mean those reports of what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that were collected through narrators some 150 years after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazur says that the hadith, they were compiled around 150 years after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by different narrators, and this is that third source of guidance. So, those hadith that do not contradict with the Holy Quran and the Sunnah, those are the Sahih hadith, the correct hadith, and they are a means of guidance for the believers. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says, like the Ahl hadith, we do not consider the Sunnah and the hadith as one. Hazur says that nonetheless, this is a detailed code of conduct and formula for a believer to follow as a means of guidance. Whenever a believer solicits a prayer for guidance, he needs to keep those aspects in view and search out for those aspects. And this will guide a person towards true guidance and will also strengthen his relationship with Allah. Some people are bound up with the peers and the so-called saints and ascetics. I sometimes receive complaints that even Ahmadis are influenced by these others, peers, etc., or they give greater attention towards others' prayers rather than their own prayers. Or they even believe in magic of some sort. And for this, they go to others to break that spell of magic. Sometimes they even go to non-Ahmadis. For this, this is the extent of the ignorance in some people. They give less attention towards their own actions and they are negligent towards prayers. This is completely wrong and erroneous. It is something of great gratitude to Allah that apart from just one or two in the Ahmadis, maybe not even that, who do this, but amongst the other Muslims, they have reached the heights of shirk, setting up partners with Allah, yet they consider themselves as Muslims and believers. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, then says, regarding Islam, that it has been called istiqamat or steadfastness in the Holy Quran. That is, the name of Islam has been called istiqamat or steadfastness, as the prayer has been taught that ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim. That is, establishes on a path of steadfastness. Steadfastness is that path that a person treads on perpetually and through which he attains guidance. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says, this is why Islam in this context has been called istiqamat or steadfastness in the Holy Quran. He provides a translation that guide us on the path of steadfastness, the path of those who have become the recipients of thy bounties and for whom the gates of heaven were opened. He says it should be evident that steadfastness of attitude is determined with reference to the ultimate object of the creation of that entity. Hazur says the actual object should be pondered. So he continues that the ultimate object of man's creation. Hazur says, what is the purpose of man's creation? So he continues that man has been created for God. Hazur says that man has been created for God, for the worship of God. So he continues that therefore the steadfastness of man is that having been created for permanent obedience to God, therefore he should be dedicated wholly and solely to Him. And when with all his powers and capacities he becomes wholly devoted to God, he will be bestowed with reward, which in other words can be called a pure life. As you observe that when a window is facing towards the sun, and when that window opens, its rays enter through that window. Similarly, when a person stands upright before God the Supreme and there is no screen or covering between him and God the Sublime, then a luminous and illuminating ray descends on him and illuminates him and dispels all his inner uncleanness. Then he transforms into a new person and experiences an incredible change. It is then said that this person has been given a pure life. This change takes place in this very life and world. It is to this that Allah, the Lord of glory and honor, indicates towards. When he says, "Man kana fi hadhihi a'ma fahuwa fil akhirati a'ma wa adallu sabila," that person who is blind in this world, who did not see the light here, he will also be blind in the hereafter. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, then explaining how the prayer, "Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim," for the sake of the acceptance of prayer, what aspects need to be kept in view? He says that in Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, it behoves every Muslim and is essential for every Muslim that he gives regard to Iyaka Na'budu, because Iyaka Na'budu has been given precedence to Iyaka Nasta'in. So therefore, you should display practical gratitude. And this is the meaning entailed in Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Hazur says that practical gratitude, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, is the explanation of that, or has been deciphered from that or entailed within that. That is, before you pray, you need to also have the proper actions and display that, and then you need to incline towards prayer. Firstly, your beliefs, your moral state, and also your action should be reformed. Then pray, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Hazur says, first of all, you need to correct your doctrines, your viewpoints. Those innovations and those different aspects that have come in incorrectly, they should be left out. Instead, you should establish on the correct Islamic doctrine. Then you should improve your moral state. You should rectify your actions and reform them. After all of this, then pray Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Then Allah will accept that prayer. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says the prayer of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, in his teaching, Allah desired that a person keeps in view three aspects. First, one's moral state. Secondly, the state of one's doctrines and belief. And finally, the state of one's deeds and actions. In collection, one can say that a person, through one's God-given ability, should reform oneself, and then he should turn to Allah and ask for Him. Hazur says that the capacities and strength that a person has been given is intellect, is wisdom and knowledge. Through it, a person should strive to reform himself with those capacities. Then he should ask from Allah that everything you have given me, all the capacities you have provided me, I am utilizing. But now you help me, because without your guidance, I cannot attain anything. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says, in that development of reformation, it does not mean that in that state you should not pray. Even in that state, he should supplicate. Hazur explains that when a person is making his own efforts, even then, prayer is essential. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says, in the prayer, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, it is made with a person's tongue, heart, and also his practice. Hazur says that this should be expressed through a person's tongue, through a person's heart, and through every act and deed of a person. It is then that this prayer of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim will become a true prayer and supplication. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says that when a person supplicates to God for a virtuous life, he feels a sense of shame. Yet this is that one prayer that resolves his embarrassment. Hazur says that when a person with his tongue, he pledges, and his heart will also be inclined towards this, and he makes efforts to accomplish this, it is evident and obvious that he will be inclined, and his attention will also be drawn towards this, that I am supplicating to God. So with that sense of shame, he will have that double action, that on the one hand, a person will be striving through prayers, and when he is praying, then once again, in the reformation of his tongue, his heart, and the reformation of his practice, he will also be making that effort, and he will also have a sense of shame that without this reformation, how can I supplicate to God to allow me to tread on the straight path? The promised Messiah, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, then says that the prayer, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us along the straight path, encompasses worldly and spiritual requirements. For until the right way of approach is available in respect of any issue, there can be no progress. Hazur says, this prayer is not only needed for spiritual progress, but also for worthy requirements. This prayer of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim is required. The promised Messiah, alayhi salam, says, a physician, a farmer, in fact, every single person needs this Sirat al-Mustaqim, this right path. Hazur says, whether it is a farmer or a doctor or a person of any profession or trade or business, in his work, he requires Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. If he does not have that, then his work will fail. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says the best prayer is Fatiha, for it is the most comprehensive and perfect prayer. When a farmer learns the correct method of farming, he will have found the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the right path of farming. Hazur says, if there is a farmer, when he finds the right way of farming, it is then that he will reach the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path of farming. If there is a doctor and he becomes fully qualified, he completes his education, and then he has to complete his house job, and he does complete that in different places, and he is assigned and works with different experienced doctors, it is then that he attains the different stages and ranks of Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. And so this is so with the people of other professions as well. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says when he reaches this stage of Sirat al-Mustaqim, he will become successful. So therefore you should seek the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path of meeting God. Hazur says you should need to first make efforts to attain that Sirat al-Mustaqim of reaching God and pray. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says that you should pray that, Lord, I am a sinful servant of yours and a fallen one, so therefore guide me. And seek of God all your requirements, major and minor, without hesitation, for he is a true bestower. That person is the most virtuous who prays the most. Hazur says that true righteousness is pray most intensely and profusely. Hazur says that, as I said, to remove anxieties or concerns, no so-called person who breaks a spell of magic is required. Neither for the acceptance of prayers does one require to go to the graves of the peers and so-called saints and ascetics. Rather, you need to dedicatedly and purely reform one's own state and submit before Allah. If a person does this, then it is He, Allah, who fulfills all the requirements and needs of man. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says, formal prayer is the pinnacle of a believer, the purpose of it that a person should pray. This is why the prayer is asked of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim from Allah. Hazur says that the promised Messiah alayhi salam says that in prayer you should dedicatedly and purely pray this. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim is the mother of all prayers. Formal prayer is the pinnacle of all prayers. And Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, this prayer is the mother of all prayers. So you should supplicate this, and then Allah will open the door of His graces and blessings. Then the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says the goal and aim of human life is to seek and tread along the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, and search for this. Hazur says this is that objective that every believer needs to keep before him. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said this has been mentioned in the surah in these words, that Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Lazina Anamta alayhim, that O Allah, guide us along the straight path, the path of those on whom Thou hast bestowed Thy favor. This is that prayer that at every time, at every rakat, that is unit, when every prayer is asked, its repetition alone displays how important this prayer is. So he says that our Jamaat should remember that this is no ordinary or trivial matter. And these words should not be just repeated in just parrot-like or mechanical fashion. This is not the true objective. In fact, this prayer is a means and a prescription for making man perfect, and it should be kept in mind at all times, and as an objective, should be safeguarded. This verse expounds a supplication for the attainment of four kinds of excellences. If a person attains to these four excellences, he will have performed the duty of prayer and of performing the service to other people, and he would also have been fulfilling the due of the worthy use of the faculties and talents he has been endowed with. Hazur says that in Sirat al-Lazina Anamta alayhim, the four standards that have been included, the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous or the pure. So the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says further that I also want to impart to you the following, that there are many who try to attain these excellences through their own self-invented prayers and incantations. But I say to you that the course that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not adopt is completely futile. Who is a truer guide to the way of the Munim Alay, the divinely favored ones, than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself? All the excellences of prophethood reach their climax in his person. The way adopted by him is the most right and nearest to the purpose. Abandoning his way for a self-invented one, however much alluring or appealing it looks, in my view, leads to ruin and destruction, and this is how God the Exalted has revealed it to me. In short, to attain the virtues of the Munim Alay people, the divinely favored ones, to which Allah the Sublime has indicated in Sirat al-Lazina Anamta alayhim, the way of those on whom Thou hast bestowed Thy favors, that is the actual goal appointed for every person. Our Jamaat or community should pay particular heed to this, for by establishing this movement, Allah the Exalted has desired to prepare such a Jamaat like the one prepared by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that in these latter days it may bear witness and testify to the truth and glory of the Holy Quran and the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Then the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says Allah will not be contented, neither can a person reach Allah until he treads on Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, and this can only occur when the entity and the being of Allah and also His attributes are recognized. And then those paths and those guidances are implemented and adopted that are according to the will and desire of Allah. The Hazur says that when this is essential, then it behoves a person that he gives precedence to the faith over the world. Then the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, speaking about the encompassing and expansive nature of this prayer, that in Surah Fatiha, Allah the Almighty has taught the prayer that اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. In this respect, three aspects should be kept in mind. First of all, that all of mankind should be included in this prayer. Hazur says that when you pray this prayer, you should keep in view all of mankind. That Allah also allows mankind to tread on Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, and also gives them guidance, and also counts them amongst the blessings He bestows. Then, secondly, all Muslims should be included in this prayer. They should also be involved in this. Then, thirdly, those people who are present with you in the prayer service. Hazur says, when you are praying the prayer in congregation in the mosque, all those people who are with you in the mosque, they should also be included in this prayer. So the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says that therefore, with this intention, all of mankind will be included in the prayer. And this is what Allah desires and is what Allah's prayer. Because within this very surah, in the preceding verse, He has named Himself Rabbul Alameen, Lord of all the world, which urges towards universal compassion, on which includes also animals. Then He has called Himself Rahman, the gracious. This is specific to mankind, and this urges towards sympathy with all mankind. Then He has called Himself Rahim, the compassionate. This attribute promotes compassion for believers specifically, because Rahimiyat is confined to the believers. Then He has called Himself Maliki Yawmiddin, Master of the Day of Judgment, which urges towards the compassion for the company who are present, the people who are with you. For the Day of Requital is the day when companies will be present before God. So in this context is the prayer, اِحْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us along the straight path. This order or arrangement, it shows that this prayer comprises mercy for all mankind, and this is the Islamic principle, that a Muslim should be the well-wisher of everybody. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says that in the verse, اِحْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, is the indication we have been urged towards praying to understand the true essence of this prayer. Allah the Almighty teaching us, tells us that call on Allah to enlighten you concerning the nature of His attributes and to make you amongst the grateful people, because the nations and peoples before you, they lost the understanding of the attributes of Allah the Glorious, His bounties and His pleasure, and therefore lost away. They wasted their lives and their days in the pursuit of such activities that augmented their sinfulness. So therefore, the wrath of God then visited them, and they were afflicted with humiliation, and they joined those who were ruined. Allah the Exalted has referred to this in His words, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, that not the way of those who incurred divine wrath. It appears from this that the wrath of Allah afflicts only those who had been favored by Allah, who are rewarded by Allah. Hazur says this is something to greatly ponder on. Those people are punished who are given rewards and blessings. If a person realizes that I have been given so much reward, he should remain terrified and frightened. So the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said in this verse, the expression غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, those who incurred divine punishment, this comprises the people upon whom Allah the Almighty particularly bestowed with blessings and rewards, but they disobeyed His commands, and they followed their own desires instead. And that God who bestowed them with those bounties and rewards, they forgot that God, and they joined the disbelievers. Dalin, or those who have gone astray, this means those people who did intend to take the right path, but they lacked the true knowledge, illuminating insights, and the protection and strengthening of the prayers that was not with them. Instead, they became prey to superstitions and yielded to them. Hazur says, as I said, that this is the state of many Muslims today. So the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said they deviated from the right path and from drinking the water of guidance. So they became misguided, and their ideas, thoughts and philosophies became aimless and were lost. And their thoughts and their so-called wisdom and intellect were shocking. And they attributed to Allah and the people such things which the law of nature and the illuminating heart could never accept. They are not aware that the Shariat or the Islamic law is according to nature, And that law is a supporter in accordance with that human nature and not in contradiction to it. It is so sad how negligent these people are of the path of the righteous. Hazur says, this is also the Arabic translation from Karamatus Sadiqeen. So therefore, those people who did not accept the Imam of this time, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, they are also misguided and deviated. May God enable us to pray sincerely and dedicatedly and pray to God in this way. And may He never make us those amongst those who receive guidance and then become guilty of God's wrath and chastisement. Those who are led astray and then ruin and destroy their life in this world and also the hereafter. May Allah the Almighty grant us true spiritual knowledge from Himself and always allow us to tread on Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, that is a straight path. May He keep this Ramadan a means of spiritual development and progress. And may we always be those who submit before Him.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, na'maduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.